Hi, boys and girls. Last week, you remember, we spoke about Hezekiah the king, that king who ruled in the land of Judah when Isaiah was the prophet of God. And in many ways, Hezekiah was a very good king. And as I said, sometimes we speak about him as being good King Hezekiah. The reason for that, of course, was mainly that he listened to the things that Isaiah the prophet said, because he realized that the things which Isaiah said were really the words that God had given to the children of Israel through such prophets as Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the other prophets that God raised up to speak his word. Now this morning then, I want to tell you just one more thing about Hezekiah, and then we'll think about another king who in many ways was very like Hezekiah, although he was just a very young boy when he first became the king of the people in Judah. Hezekiah, as we saw, ruled the people very well, and the best thing of all that he did, of course, was this, that he brought them back to worship the Lord their God. The people had gone away from worshipping God. They had even closed up the temple in Jerusalem, you remember. But Hezekiah opened up the temple again and brought the people back to worship the Lord their God. Well, of course, like everybody, the time came when Hezekiah was to die. And it was Isaiah the prophet who was the one that was to go in and tell Hezekiah that the time had come now, that God was going to end his life. And what Isaiah the prophet said to Hezekiah was this. He said, "Now, because you're coming to the end of your life, you are to set your house in order." Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this. It means that you're to get ready to die. You're to make sure that everything is well with your soul, that God indeed is your God, that you can see that you have worshipped him and trusted him all your days. You're to set all your affairs in order, because you're not going to be very much longer in this world. And you see, boys and girls, and can I just speak to the older people? You know, sometimes in the sermon we speak to the boys and girls, sometimes in the boys and girls message we speak to the older people. And constantly, my friends, absolutely constantly, that fact of life is brought before us, that there comes the point when in God's will and purpose we leave this world. And there is no more word forceful to our hearts and our souls than the word of Isaiah the prophet, that indeed our house is to be set in order, our affairs are to be right before the Lord our God. So Isaiah came in to Hezekiah, boys and girls. He told Hezekiah that news, and Hezekiah was very, very sad. Now, he wasn't sad because he knew the time had come for him to die, but he was sad because he believed the people of Israel needed him to be their king a bit longer. He was bringing them back to God and to the worship of God, and so it was his desire to serve God and help the people that made him sad, so that he wanted to live a bit longer. Isaiah went out of the palace. The Bible tells us when he was going back to his home, God spoke to him, and God said to him, "Isaiah, I have heard the prayer of Hezekiah not to die, and I want you to go back and tell him that I'm going to make his life 15 years longer. In fact, in 3 days, he'll be up out of his bed and he'll be back worshipping me in the temple once again." Isaiah hurried back to the palace. He told Hezekiah. Hezekiah was delighted, of course, but like us all, he didn't believe just what Isaiah was saying. And so he said to Isaiah, "Well, will you give me some kind of a sign from God that that is really going to be the case?" Now, do you know what a sundial is? You're ever on holiday, I don't know if there are any round Inverness, you don't get time to look, but if you're on holiday and you go up onto some hill sometimes, you'll find a strange round kind of metal steel disc with an arm on it. And when the sun shines down in the arm, it casts a shadow on the circle. It's really like a watch or like a clock in ancient times, called a sundial. And so when the sun shone and cast its shadow, it tells you what time of the day it is. "Well," said Isaiah to Hezekiah the king, he said, "You see this sundial?" He said, "Would you like the shadow to move forward, as it always did, or would you like it to move backward?" And he said, "I would like it to move backward." And as Hezekiah looked at that sundial in the palace in Jerusalem, the shadow began to move back the way. And he realized then that God indeed was going to move back his death, as you would say, for 15 years. And for those 15 years then, Hezekiah indeed went on to serve the Lord his God, and the people did go on worshipping the Lord their God. Then he died, of course, because even though it pleases God sometimes to make our life, as it would seem, a wee bit longer, for all that, there comes a time when we have to die. Now, what about the other king? The other king who was very like Hezekiah. Well, very quickly, the king who came after Hezekiah wasn't like Hezekiah at all. His name was Manasseh. The king who came after him, he wasn't much better either. And so during those two kings' reigns, what happened was this: the temple was destroyed again, closed up again, lay in ruins again as far as all the things inside the temple were concerned. And again the people neglected to worship God. Then this new king came to the throne. And his name was Josiah. And he was only 8 years old when he became the king in the land of Judah. Sometimes there are young kings in the land. And of course there was a high priest, his name was Hilkiah. And he looked after all the affairs of Josiah. But although Josiah was just young, still he wanted to worship and serve the Lord. And he said to Hilkiah, let's clean the temple out again. Let's open up the temple so that all the people can worship God. And they began very busily cleaning out all the rooms in the temple. And you know, a very, very strange thing happened, boys and girls. When Hilkiah was in one of the rooms in the temple, and when he was rummaging through all the dust and the dirt and everything, what do you think he found in the temple? Remember, the temple was God's house. What do you think he found in the temple that had become lost in the house of God? He found the Bible. He found the Word of God, the law of God. And there he was in the house of God. And what had got lost in the house of God? The Word of God. What a strange thing. But you see, things had become so bad that the people, even in God's house itself, they didn't know about God's holy word. When Josiah heard that, then he had the word of God read to all the people. And the people came again into the temple to worship and praise the Lord once more, just as they had done in the days of Hezekiah, Josiah's great-grandfather. They came and they worshipped the Lord their God once more. Now you see the lessons. That lesson, boys and girls, again, that we all have to be ready to meet God when the time comes. And that other lesson, which really applies to you so much, that it doesn't matter how young you are, you can worship and serve the Lord your God. Josiah was just 8 years old, and yet he loved the Lord. He loved God's word as soon as he discovered it, and he served and worshipped the Lord his God. And may you learn to do so. And may God be glorified in your lives.